In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, Amen. The lessons, in some way, I know it's always dangerous to say were fun, but are fun because they make you think and try to remember in the past things that might have been traditions in your own background that got in the way. Because Jesus is warning us about those little traditions that get in our way, that conflict with everything. I said last night, Charlene can be a witness to that, that when I was growing up, the issue in the church that I went to, Holy Cross in Sanford, Florida, was do you cross yourself and genuflect every time you came in? And as a middle school person, I remember that was a big issue. And that took away from, it distracted us from whether or not we were supposed to listen to things and do things. Also, when do you cross yourself? It was a high church, so we tended to cross ourselves every time, walking in, out, whatever. It was a lot. So I learned how, although I'm left-handed, I still learned how to do it in a good way. Or even here at Grace, you know there are traditions that somehow we honor that may or may not distract from our worship, from who we are, from what we're doing. It's that kind of thing that Jesus was warning the disciples about in the gospel today. What is it? What are they that distract us in a way? Now, y'all can relax because Andy and Billy said there's a red light at the back of the church, and so if I preach too long, it's going to start flashing. So just don't worry about it, and they'll definitely take care of it. They'll probably cut me off right now. Anyway, traditions are good, and in what they can do, can help us do things in unity together. But traditions also, if that's what we are so preoccupied with, in a way, get in our way. Like this morning even, which stole to wear, whether I could wear this stole or that stole. It's very, very dicey in the robing room. You have to really follow the order that's been established. But whatever it is, and I think the challenge today is for all of us to think about any kind of tradition, whether at home or here in church or wherever, that distracts, that our observance to them is so intense that we forget, we don't see other things. In some ways, we get lost in doing them rather than in living the life that Jesus calls us to. Amen.